Emerald taxis are orange, but their owners are seeing red. And that's because a new and exclusive Prince George Airport deal could change cab competition. Daybreak's Will Fundell returns to our studio for more on this war of taxis. Hi, Will.
Hello, Carolina.
So tell me a little bit more. What exactly is this exclusive deal?
Mm-hmm. Well, every year, the two taxi companies in Prince George renew licenses at the airport. The licenses give them the privilege to pick up and drop off passengers at YXS. That's the airport. But this year, the airport authority has decided to sign an exclusive deal. And that deal means that only Prince George taxi cabs can solicit fares. This is the first time that this has happened in Prince George Airport history.
Well, tell me a little bit more about how Emerald Taxi found out about this and how they're responding.
Well, I spoke to Raj Bangu, who is the president of the company. Simply put, he doesn't think the deal is fair.
It's kind of just eliminating the small corporation by the big corporation, taking my drivers away and my business away and my loyal customer, they can't get the service.
And Carolina Bangu estimates the loss of business to be in the $200,000 range. He says it's a big loss that could ruin his company.
Yeah, certainly $200,000 is no small amount. I'm speaking to Will Fundell about changes at the Prince George Airport. As of this year, only Prince George PG taxi cabs can solicit fares at YXS. Will, can you tell me why the airport decided to make these changes?
Mm-hmm. I spoke to Lindsay Cotter with the Prince George Airport Authority. She says they had to make the changes because of customer complaints.
I've been with the Airport Authority for 3 years, and it's a continual problem that we see out there in the community, whether it be on social media, in person when we're having meetings, or via our website. You know, I landed at 11 o'clock at night and there wasn't a cab. And so we've looked to see how we can improve the situation, and we feel that this is the best option at this time.
That's Lindsay Cotter with the Prince George Airport Authority. I actually witnessed this problem when I came back from vacation. I got to the airport at around 12:30 a.m. early Monday morning this week, and there were a couple of delayed flights. There were only five taxis outside waiting, and after the five taxis picked up some people, there were still more than a dozen people waiting for taxis out there, and it was, minus 18 degrees outside. People are not happy.
And this is where the big question comes. How will only having one taxi company instead of two increase the number of cabs there?
Well, here's Lindsay Cotter again explaining how this deal, as she says, might solve the problem.
They will guarantee that their cars will be here for 95% of our flights. And so we will be closely monitoring this new agreement and whether or not those service levels are met. You know, taxi service is a continual problem that we hear out at the airport. And now that we have an exclusive agreement, we can go to one company and work with them to improve the service out here.
So that's Lindsay Cotter again.
How common is an exclusive agreement, as Lindsay put it? How common is this in BC?
Yeah, I was quite curious about that. So I looked around and I found a couple of airports that that are similar in size in terms of how the organization of the airport in terms of where they fly. And I spoke to a couple of airport authority spokespeople. First, you'll hear the voice of Fred Legacy with the Kamloops Airport and then Janelle Hines with the airport in Kelowna.
We've certainly considered whether or not we should have an exclusive contract with a single company. One of the bigger factors here is that there's neither of the two companies that serve the community actually have enough fleet that would be able to service the airport environment.
So because we are municipally owned and operated, we did not want to have an exclusive contract with any one cab company. We really felt it was good to support as many businesses as possible.
Janelle Hines of the Kelowna Airport, Carolina, as well as Fred Legacy with the Kamloops Airport.
Well, let's get back to Prince George now and what this means for Emerald Taxi, who is not part of this exclusive arrangement. Does this mean that Emerald Taxi is banned from the airport?
Well, they can still drop off passengers, but they can't wait at the airport or pick people up. In a letter obtained by the CBC, the airport gives Emerald Taxi conditions. So here's a scenario. A passenger with an Emerald Taxi account pre-arranges the trip. The driver of that taxi must then park his or her taxi and pay for parking. Then the driver must report the name of the passenger and the arriving flight to security. If the flight isn't until later, the driver cannot stay and must return only when the flight arrives. The driver then has to wait only in the arrivals lounge with a signboard of the person's name. And as I mentioned, the taxi driver is subject to parking rates and cannot leave his or her cab on the road.
A complicated process then. So what if someone just prefers Emerald Taxi and calls them for a ride from the airport?
My understanding is the only way to get a ride with Emerald Taxi from the airport is going through that seemingly complicated very process.
And as we heard from Raj Bangu earlier, this deal could ruin Emerald Taxi. They're facing the loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Oh, is he doing anything to fight this?
Yeah, he doesn't really have many options. I know that he has spoken to local politicians to try and get help. It is an uphill battle, though. For context, Emerald only has 15 taxis, so not enough for an exclusive deal with the airport. According to its website, PG Taxi has 55 cabs, so that gives them the advantage. I was talking about the letter sent to Emerald Taxi by the Airport Authority. Take a listen as I read a passage from it and then ask for Emerald's President Raj Bangu's reaction.
The decision to issue an exclusive license is in no means a reflection of the service that Emerald Taxi has provided. Emerald Taxi has provided great service. Do you believe what's written on here?
That if we had provided great service, then I don't know why we are not in there now. Some drivers are really mad at it because it's a public place. We live in Prince George for so long. It's my driver's livelihood too. And we should share the wealth.
But at this point, Carolina, Mr. Bangu concedes there really isn't much he can do but wait.
An interesting story. Certainly something to keep an eye on as the months go by. Will Fundell, thanks so much for this.
And thanks for having me.
Will is our Daybreak Morning News editor, and he's been talking about a new exclusive taxi deal at the Prince George Airport that excludes Emerald Taxi. You can let us know your thoughts. What's your experience been like trying to get a taxi at the Prince George Airport? How do you think this new exclusive deal might change taxi availability? Will it improve it or make it more difficult to catch a ride?